You're listening to What's Happening on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron. We have fantastic guests that will be on with us momentarily, and Daryl's here with me. But because tomorrow is the Boston Marathon and it's Patriots Day, a great duo. One was the writer and the other performs. Strong, a Boston Anthem by Amanda Carr and Charlie Farron. Enjoy.
Blah, blah, blah.
And we're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Daryl.
I'm Tanya Venom.
And I'm Tia Mayhem.
And this is the What's Happening show. We do this every Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston.
So, long time no see.
It's good to be back, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it was unbelievable last year.
Well, thanks for having us back. We really appreciate it, and we love it here, and you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
And, I mean, there's been so much that's gone on. Last time I saw you, you were heading off to summer camp.
Pretty much.
And which was really, really cool.
Thank you.
And seeing the reactions and all the students and the kids that you had and how excited they were. I mean, and then besides that, your album came out.
Yes.
And numerous awards and shows.
Thank you.
Both in California and Boston and Worcester.
Thank you.
And,
thanks, man.
You know, and because right now you're doing the full band and the duo.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Well, most people know us from Flight of Fire, the guitarist and bassist of Flight of Fire. We decided it would be fun to do an acoustic duo offshoot, and that's what Venom and Mayhem has become. Well, you know, Maverick, our singer, has been teaching us how to get better at singing.
Yeah, she's been like our trainer.
And so we were like, you know what, we've got, you know, we all write a crap load of songs. There's some songs that just aren't appropriate for the full band. And, you know, we love playing classic rock covers and stuff, too. So we were like, hey, why don't we try doing a duo together and, you know, do, you know, use the twin thing.
It works.
Thank you.
And, I mean, it's worked for a long time.
Indeed. About, you know, as long as we've been alive.
Even a little before that.
It was the greatest split in history.
Exactly. Got that right. The greatest. We would be unstoppable, and now we're...
Well, you are.
We always say that if we were born as one person, we would be too powerful, so we had to be split in two.
Well, but, you know, it's...
It works to our benefit because now we have a, you know, a team. We have half a band together, so half a band or a whole duo.
But a whole duo is just fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, and, but let everybody know the other members of Flight of Fire.
Well, Maverick is our singer. She's awesome.
I agree.
And then we have
Maddie Mae Scott on the drums. She's our newest member, and we freaking love her so much. She's
welcome.
Just kind of amazing.
She completes the puzzle. You know, I feel like we all hold our own in the bands as far as, you know, skill level and dedication and ambition. And it's great, you know. We're a great team together, the four of us.
So I know three of you Berklee graduates, or all four of you.
Yes. Maddie actually was accepted to Berklee, and she did the 5-week there. But she's going to UMass Lowell, and she's crushing the music program there. So she is.
But yeah, it works. You're
yeah,
all
it works
dedicated
super well.
To...
Yes.
Your craft.
We all share the same ambition and dedication. And that's, you know, you find it super important in a band to have everyone on the same page. Because, you know.
Well, I know there is a webpage and music for the band. Have you put up a webpage for yourselves?
Yes, actually. In November, we launched the Venom and Mayhem Facebook page. So we have a Facebook page. We also have a Bandcamp where we have a couple demos, which we're hoping to put on more soon. But yeah, so if you go to Venom and Mayhem on Facebook, you can find where we like post our gigs and stuff. It's funny, sometimes people get confused because, you know, they know us so well from Flight of Fire. But, well, we thought it'd be a cool thing to do, and some people have been telling us to do it for a little while, and we thought it would be fun, and... It was very scary at first because, yeah, like, we're new to singing. We're still not that good at it, but it's really fun, and we have a really great time together.
It's helping us get better, too, because, like, you know, we do a lot of backing vocals in Flight of Fire, and I mean, I don't know if people know this or not, but we've been struggling to sing for, like, years. We were so shy growing up. Like, it was really, really
I would assume
serious.
you sang to each other.
Yeah, yes. We did some private singing, but like when we were in public, it was like the scariest thing ever. And here we are now singing like leads, and it's terrifying, but it's helping us. And it relates to Flight of Fire because we can like sing better backing vocals. And we're continually getting trained by Maverick, which is awesome and helpful.
But you're also, not only are you doing your duo acoustic, but you're also opening for Flight of Fire.
That is correct.
Oh, that's great.
We have some gigs where Flight of Fire plays for two sets, and Venom and Mayhem opens for Flight of Fire. So we're going to be doing that, for example, on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at A Brews in Dracut. T and I will be opening for our band, which is very funny. We always tell the people, like, don't worry, it's going to get a lot more awesome. So the people are like, oh, you guys are cool, yeah. And then the band plays, and they're like, whoa!
Well, but it's, you know, it would be like, you know, Paul and John playing and being out there
the
and opening
yeah.
for the Beatles.
That is true.
Yeah, very exactly. Yeah.
Except for
their, you know, the Beatles.
So, yes, but the thing is, I mean, every one of the tracks that was on the album and is on the album is a hit. Rockstar just, you know, blows you away. I mean,
there's
a great video, and we're going to work on even more to make it even more awesome. And, but instead of my talking, why don't we hear something from you?
And you're broadcasting live on Facebook, is that correct? Why don't you tell people how to check us out right now?
We are Facebook Live right now on our Venom and Mayhem page. If you go to Venom and Mayhem on Facebook, you can find our link. I think Tia's sharing it.
I did share it.
So you can check it out on Tia's page as well. Right there. Look, hello, everyone.
And I tagged Tanya in it, too. So
we had a slow start to our live feed, but it's here now. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, I can see them hitting it. There you go.
So we prepared a few covers, a few originals for today. So
I'm sorry.
We're having a bit of a feedback loop.
That's okay. It's
so
it's live. That way people know it's live. So what'll be the first track?
Well, I can't.
Okay, it's fine.
We got it.
So should we do the original plan?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play one of our favorite covers by one of our favorite bands. This is Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. As Flight of Fire, we play a lot of Led Zeppelin songs because it's, you know, one of, well, our favorite bands. So we figured it would be appropriate as our duo to cover one of the acoustic songs by Led Zeppelin, one of our favorite bands. So, here we go.
Measuring a summer's day, I only find it slips away to gray. The hours that bring me pain. Reflections from a dream. I was her lover, oh, she was my queen. And now a thousand years in between, thinking how it used to be. Does she still remember times like these? To think of us again. Tangerine, living in reflections from a dream. I was her love, oh, as she was my queen. And now a thousand years in between. From a dream, I was her love.
Thank you. Thanks.
Nice job.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
You guys can sing. What's the matter?
Oh, we're trying.
We can only sing that song, apparently.
I don't believe that. Because it would be total mayhem without your venom of great vocals.
Gosh, thank
you. This is cool. I like that.
I love his comedy. It's great.
Nice. It's not comedy. It's truth. So, when you sit down to put music together yourselves, how do you go about doing it?
Like writing?
Yes.
Okay, well, similarly with the band, all of us write individually, and then we usually bring it to the band for group arranging and editing and whatnot. So when it's just us, it's pretty similar. I'll write a song or she'll write a song, and we'll bring it to each other, and, you know, we'll edit a few things here and there. We'll, like, help with, I'll, like, adjust the chords. She'll, like, help with transitions, like, we help a lot making it, you know, make more sense. So
yeah, usually I like have all these really stupid bridge ideas that like go way out of the key and make it sound really crazy. And then Tanya's like, or you could just do this. And it's like the perfect bridge.
Aww.
Well,
other way around too. You know, I get too basic.
You know, because
it helps it get way more exciting.
The old thought is, you know, of course, you know, because television does a lot too. Throw things sideways, you know. I mean, you know, every twin does this and this and this and this. You're similar but different.
Yeah, that was actually our motto growing up. We're like, the same but different.
Yeah, it's totally our motto. Nice call.
Yeah.
And so why wouldn't it work well together?
Right?
Because,
thank you.
You know, it's because, you know, they all say, well, you know, they're in the same mind. No. You're in your own zones, and then you work collaboratively together because, well, that's the way you've been your whole lives.
It's really true. We're like we work together, like you said, like we're not like exactly the same. We're compatible, which is really cool because, you know, when you grow up together and you get along, you create a compatibility that works and serves the group, and yeah, then you can be really successful.
Well, it's like, you've probably been asked this a gazillion times. How did you choose your stage names?
Well, actually, my stage name was given to me by Carissa Johnson. Check her out.
Oh, yeah. I've had her on, and she's
awesome.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I was on here with her, actually, when we were the band together. Yeah, so Carissa just started saying, like, when I would go to solo, she'd be like, Tanya Venom. She just came up with it. I'm not really
Nobody
sure
knows
where
why.
Or how, but it works out with me because I feel like, you know, that would be my murder weapon of choice. Just kidding.
She's definitely venomous.
I do connect with it a lot in kind of a, I just, it was weird. She said it. It sounded cool. I liked it. And then we were like, okay, Tia, now we need one for you.
Yeah. And then we found out that my middle name is May.
We discovered that.
And Tanya suggested.
I was like, hey, what about Tia Mayhem? We already know Tia May sounds good. Because that's your.
That's similar to Maverick.
Yeah, actually.
Well, the problem is now we have Maddie, Maverick, and Mayhem.
And I'm the oddball out.
Of course, we're still working on Maddie's.
Yeah, we've got a few ideas for Maddie that we're still working on.
But it works.
You
know,
thank you.
Because, you know, but here's the question. Looking back when you were younger, did you attack everything in a venomous way? And did every time you walked into the room, mayhem take over in a positive manner?
Actually, yes. Tia's
kind
pretty,
of in a negative manner.
Tia's pretty rageful sometimes.
Yeah. I don't get annoyed very often, but when I get annoyed, it's bad.
We used to joke that she's the Hulk.
Secretly the Hulk, yeah. A lot of my friends have seen me Hulk out. You know who you are.
And we know where you live.
I try to keep it in check, but you never know. And Tanya's very, you know, kind of
venomous.
Sneaky. In a good way.
Yeah. I don't know. We're like, it's funny because we're all nice and cute and stuff. And people hear the band name, sometimes they're a little intimidated, and then they get to know us and that we're very nice and stuff. But, you know, you gotta put on that cool rock and roll front, you know, when we're on stage and our tall boots and all that, and we come off, we're just these nice, cute little girls, you know, we gotta scare them somehow. Yeah.
Well, similar to, you know, that small band, which nobody's ever heard of, Kiss?
Yeah, there you go.
I've heard of them a little bit.
You know.
Are they local?
Did you say loco?
Loco, no. Loco.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, they went with the makeup first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they went without it, and then people wanted them back with the makeup.
Yeah, it's like the persona is really important. You know, it's like you're...
People like that, yeah.
And when we're up there, we're not these nice little, hello, happy girls, you know. We're like really... like consumed by the music and just like,
yeah, it just goes through us
putting out all that.
It's where all our passion and energy really lives, is in the music. And if we're not doing the music, we're just, you know, soft little people. And then when we're up there, it's like it's all coming out. And yeah, it's cool,
but the emotions,
you know,
that we keep.
That's the great part of it.
Yeah,
because, you know, you because if you take it all, I mean, you know you've got, you know, Maverick out there leading the charge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, besides it was a great television show back in, you know,
yes,
when a lot younger, and you know, you're hitting the people with the venom.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're wreaking mayhem on them by, yes, bringing it together. And and Maddie, she keeps the beat.
She does very well.
So
she keeps a nice beat.
So
she makes sure we don't fall out of line.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, normally either the bassist or the drummer is the leader of the band, so to speak, on stage.
Yeah,
the,
yeah,
secret leaders.
Yeah.
So,
respect your bassist, people. Respect your drummers.
Yeah.
They could be the end of you.
Or the beginning of something really,
yes,
good. So, what else do you have for us?
Well, we've got a couple originals, so why don't you tell us about this one, since you wrote it.
Well, I happen to have written this next one. It's called Far Beyond, and it's about a place that you're tired of and wanting to expand, basically. It's about being, like, locked down and wanting to get out.
What's it called?
I mentioned earlier, you can go back in the video.
It's Far Beyond.
This is soon to be a Flight of Fire song, so keep that in mind. This is just the acoustic version.
And it's the world premiere on WMFO.
That's right.
You
world
heard
premiere.
It first.
Watch it develop. Thank you.
to get away. Far beyond, far beyond. Gotta find a place, gotta find a place. A place where I belong. Somewhere far beyond.
Thank you.
That was Far Beyond.
Nice job.
Keep an ear out for that in the FOF world.
I think Far Beyond is a lot about this European tour we have coming up.
That is Far Beyond here, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
Yeah. But it's cool.
It is cool.
It's cool.
Thanks.
You know?
Yeah, thanks.
Because it seems like, I mean, you're from the center of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Up north. Center north. And stepping out to do the music, moving across the country to go to school, and then now going, so you're going far beyond each time you take a step.
Wow, that's really nice. And very true, very true. Every step we take is a step far beyond where we have been before.
Yeah, whenever it came to our ambitions and our dreams, it's always been like, go, go, go forward. And we're really lucky to have a family that's really supportive of us. You know, we're from Detroit. They miss the crap out of us. And they're probably tuning in right now. Hello. Yeah, so we miss them a lot being out here in Boston. But they understand, you know, that we're here to, we went here for Berklee College of Music, here to pursue our dreams. And yeah, they're just as excited as we are to take it to the next level to Europe. And, you know, it's possible we might not come back.
Well, but are you guys, are you ladies going to do the camp thing this summer again? Or is the tour in between?
We're hoping so. The camp happens in July. And if they're having it again, we will definitely be there.
Yes.
The tour is happening in June. So we are set on that.
Yes. We're being booked by Coma Booking and Management. I've made friends with Stefan, the owner of the company, and he's been booking us shows in Germany and Netherlands, and we're freaking so excited.
And we're working on a few others.
Yes, working on a few more. We just put out a GoFundMe where we're trying to help raise some funds for our plane tickets. As we booked some gigs to save up money, but as you guys probably know, being in the music industry, the gigs come a lot in the summer and not so much in the winter.
And some get canceled or moved.
Yeah, so we're kind of on a bit of a time constraint as far as, you know, some of the pre-tour things go. So check that out.
So on GoFundMe, they find it how?
It is on all over our Facebook page, Flight of Fire's Facebook page, and our personal Facebook pages.
And also on Venom and Mayhem's page.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
not
yet,
but it'll probably be.
Because
well,
we don't
there.
Support ourselves.
Well, we don't care about that band.
But wait a minute. What other page is it on? What's happening?
What's happening?
And don't you should forget go to there. Like what's happening, because this guy shares all the stuff we do. He's super
it's
supportive.
Been really nice.
He's super nice.
It's very important to do so. I mean, one, local is always fantastic, and you want to support local artists.
Yeah, you know. And
but also, very talented people need to be supported, and people need to get out to your gigs. They need to go to the GoFundMe page. Where can they find the album?
The album can be found at our website, www.flightoffire.com. I don't know if I could have said that any clearer.
But, I mean, I've heard the album. I've played the album.
Thank you.
And you need to hear every track because they all interrelate.
They do, but actually.
The video of Rockstar is great. I mean, getting that car painted, that must have been... You must have found an old car that you fixed up to be a new car. Did somebody decide that they were going to change their car? And
here's the story about that car.
It's a good
one. That car is the Maverick Mobile. It is Maverick's original car. She had it for years. It's like a 2004. She's had it since then. It came from San Diego all the way to Boston and back again. It's been to Detroit on tour with us a few times.
Been to Florida.
It's been to Florida and back. We've had a lot of crazy stories in that car. Basically, yeah, it's always been painted crazy colors. She wanted to paint it like before we even knew her too well, but we helped her paint it, and then we kept updating the painting, and we had Maddie over like a week before the shoot, and we were like, let's go crazy and make this like super fun and ready for the video. So we did even more.
Painted again.
Painted again. Yeah, and it's always really fun, and like, it's just, you know, it's going to be in the Flight of Fire Museum.
Absolutely.
It's in my driveway right now.
You can see it on Google Maps.
You can see it on Google. Well, we're not going to share our address.
Yeah, let's not do that. But
just kidding.
But you can see it in the video.
Yes. Rockstar Life music video. It actually was nominated for Worcester Music Award.
Yeah, so check it out. Cool. It was fun. It's a one take through video, or however you say it. And we had it all planned out. We had a bunch of friends come out. Thanks to everyone who came out for the video. And it was a really fun day, yeah. Really fun production.
Everyone had their roles to play. And actually, while we were there filming, there was this small group of people that like saw we were filming and actually jumped in on the fun. And we had like random street people just like
was
in
awesome.
The video.
Yeah.
And they added a lot of energy. So
they
we
did.
Went for
it
that
was
take,
really
actually.
Great.
That's what it's all about. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, for ladies, it's a business, but it's also, if it's not fun, what
exactly.
would you do? If it wasn't
what
fun,
you
I
doing?
Mean, you can't, you know?
You don't want to be bored dedicating your entire life to something.
Yeah, and that's how we feel about life in general. If you're not having fun, you're not doing something right.
But also, at least three members of the band are teachers.
Yes, that is true.
Thank you for bringing that up.
If you're looking for unbelievable teachers, should you go to Flight of Fire and send a note? And then
all you have to do is email lessons@flightoffire.com or shoot us a message anywhere on Facebook or anything. Just find us and we will happily teach you. I teach bass. Tanya teaches guitar. Maverick teaches vocals and songwriting and like lyric writing, and we can all do band coaching.
Yes, we all teach songwriting and
performing skills. Like honestly, just tell us what you want to learn and we'll teach you.
Like,
we
literally
know a good amount of
if
stuff.
If you want to be us, we'll turn you into us.
Well, the big thing is go and listen to the music first.
Yeah,
you know,
check out the music.
It's a great connection because if you're going to be teaching them, they should hear what you sound like so they know what trouble they're getting into.
They need to know what kind of mayhem they are dealing with here.
And I know we have a PSA that the two of you are
actually, we
on.
Have something we want to tell everyone about.
It's very important,
walking.
Everyone. We chose this for you, special.
Walking is a good exercise.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it is safer than riding a bike.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, good night. That was not even practiced.
And if you are going out to do your walking, I've got a great soundtrack that you should have on your iPods and on your phones, and it is... The name of the album?
Path of the Phoenix.
It is a good walking by Flight of Fire.
There you go.
It is a good walking soundtrack.
And it fits that. Excellent job. Excellent.
It does.
That was perfect. That was unbelievable.
Thank you.
I'm going to see if Aaron and I can do that next week.
yeah, that would be Fright and... Yeah.
Fight of Flight.
Flight of Flight.
You guys will have to name me and Aaron next week.
We will. We'll give you
I'm
stage
sure
names.
About that.
The professor and Marianne over here.
There you go.
Look, our job is done.
I do have a question. I want to hear some of the stories of what happened in that Maverick car.
Okay, well, here's one for you.
Just a short one, though.
There was one time where the passenger window was, like,
oh my God,
messed up, so we had to put, like, a clear wrapper thing over it, you know, because it, like, sank into the car and we could never get it out. There was, like, a clear wrapper, super taped, you know, it was great. We were going on tour in New York, Long Island, really, so we didn't think it'd be so bad, but we had some gear in the car, nothing super visible, but we drove to a diner in the middle of the night after a gig.
They had a pizza burger that we'll never forget.
Yeah, we had a pizza burger. It was so good.
But anyway.
So we came out, and there was a rip in the window, and there were like Coors Light cans around the car, and we were like, And then we went into the car and sat down, and I was sitting in the passenger seat, and I was like, whoa, this seat is like really far back, and I'm like, wait a second. We were the last people in this car, or so we thought. Someone like broke into the car and like sat in the car and had a great time. So we were like, oh my God, like let's check and make sure all our stuff is still there. Everything was still there.
Oh, all the crap we had in the back seat.
In the back seat.
All accounted for.
Wow. They just wanted to sit in the car and hang out.
And then they left.
It was me and Aaron. I'll let you know.
No, it wasn't. I have more respect than that. So you have another song for us?
Indeed. This is our flagship song. It is about our twinmanship.
Yes. There's this huge twin festival thing in this place, believe it or not, called Twinsburg, Ohio. It happens the first weekend of August. And we played this for all our twin friends out there. And I don't know if any of our twin friends are tuning in right now, but if you are, this goes out to you and your twin. And it's about being twins, you know?
And what's it called?
It's called My Twin. Two of a kind doesn't really do us justice. You and I are two halves.
in your sky.
I am the moon in your night.
I am your reflection.
I am the sparkle in your eye.
I am the heartbeat of your life.
I am your reflection.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's our twinmanship in the form of a song.
Yeah.
Maverick, you've done a fantastic job.
Aw. She really has.
What I think is interesting is the way you set up the parts, because for those of you out there who cannot see, they have beautifully colored hair.
And thanks.
And it just so happens that you have blue hair and you are her moon. And you have red hair, which means you're the sun.
Right.
So it absolutely works perfect. And I bet you that's how you figured to do that. But
yes, we have a lot of like duality between the two of us, you know. And actually, here's a deep, deep, deep fact about this song. All right. Nobody knows this. Well, except Maverick. I don't know. Maybe other people. But so the lines, what was it? You are the sparkle in my eye and you are the heartbeat of my life. Well, I had an eye surgery when I was 5, so I had an eye condition. And Tia was born with a hole in her heart. So we like...
It's been since patched up.
Yes, since then, it's been patched up. But so we have, all right, the sun in the sky, the moon in the night, and the sparkle in my eyes.
The eye thing and the heart thing.
The eye thing and the heart thing. It's like, together we are a unit.
And we're mirror image twins, so reflection couldn't be more accurate.
Yeah.
And it just fits.
Yeah, we're like Tia mentioned earlier, we're complementary. We're not the same. We're not opposites.
Yeah, we were the same. We'd both play guitar. We'd both have red hair or whatever, you know, purple hair. And we'd both like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we're compatible. So we're half a band. We're, you know, we got everything covered. <It's cool. laughs> We're a unit.
But this way you get, you know, you have something going on, something positive, something negative. You have each other.
Exactly. We like to feel like, you know, together we are a unit, and we complement each other well, and, you know, we help each other out in different situations. She's better at some things, I'm better at others, and together we are the ultimate life form.
That's right.
It sounds terrific, though.
Thanks,
Thank
man.
You. It's been a fun time.
Yeah, we are...
So, I know you may have a couple other songs, but I'm going to throw, as I did before, a twist on you.
Sure, yeah.
Something you always wanted to play together that you haven't, or something that inspires both of you to be the fantastic ladies you are.
Uh-huh. By play, do you mean a song or an instrument?
Okay.
What do you think? Boy, this is hard.
Okay, well,
a twist.
Okay, doing the twist, that would go back to my time, but that would be going way back. Okay, what about, here's a way to do it. I would assume your family back home is watching.
Yes, hello.
Sam. What song growing up did you both enjoy playing or performing for them?
Well, it's funny because when we were kids, we were obsessed with TV show theme songs, and we would record them on our little recorder, and we would make up jingles and songs.
Go for it. The floor is yours.
That one.
What?
We can't do that. I'm sorry.
Wait,
another one. I'm trying to think of a more radio-friendly song.
And the deep discussion here between Venom and Mayhem, I say.
And I like how you're keeping it quiet because you're whispering into the microphone.
Right. Yeah.
Good job, girls. Love it.
Hard to do, isn't it?
That one. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
They're all very, very
weird.
We're
thinking about the weird things we sang as kids. We came up with really weird, weird
songs. Yeah, one of them was called the Pantyhose Jamboree.
Oh, there we go. Let's hear that one.
Well, when
oh, God.
Okay.
Do the pantyhose song, and I'll tell you a story about Aaron after.
So, what? I mean, if you haven't thought about what?
Oh yeah, we could do the that part and then the.
That is the end of the Pantyhose Jamboree.
Yes, there were some sound effects that we don't have.
No holes in it either.
We can't remember the first half. That was the last half.
As far as, you know, inspiring us to be...
Well, when you both had to audition to get into Berklee, right?
Oh, yes.
Did you do it together or separately?
We auditioned together with audition song, and then we split off to do the rest. We did YYZ by Rush, which was awesome. Super awesome. Oh, God.
We're not going to play that acoustically, so it'd be
the songs that we really like are hard to do on acoustic.
Yeah.
Well, what is your favorite acoustic song?
Favorite acoustic song?
Well, we have been doing this one cover that has been going over really well that we like to play that's actually kind of modern.
Yeah.
If you want to hear that. But before we get into that, I just want to say a couple things about what really inspired us to do this little duo project real quick. So back when we lived in Detroit, we were in an all-female classic rock cover band with Gloria and Janine, who I think are tuning in. Are you guys here? Hello?
And what was it called? The band called?
It was called 4D, as in the fourth dimension of rock. And we would do covers. We'd play in bars all over Detroit. It was thanks to them that we, got practice performing live at bars. And we were 16 years old. We were seasoned performers by the time we got to Berklee. And the two of them do an acoustic duo. Gloria plays guitar and sings a lot better than me. And Janine plays percussion. Better than us. And we had played with them so many years ago, and here we are now. Maverick has given us the confidence and the vocal ability to take it off on our own. And one day I had an epiphany and was like, I need to not work at Planet Fitness anymore. I need to make money in the real world. So started teaching lessons, and my friend AJ Bartholomew from I Set to Kill, actually a metal band, a touring metal band, he was like, hey, have you guys ever thought of doing a solo acoustic show? And I was like, solo acoustic? We could do an acoustic duo. And then it all came together like that. So we started doing it in November. It's been scary and awesome. And where is it? Okay. And so...
whispering, it's great,
but it's the true.
Anyway, so yes,
working,
we have.
So.
It was a lot of different inspirations that brought us to this today. And what we're gonna play now is a cover that people just love when we play it, and it's modern, kind of, sort of, and it involves Tia Mayhem rapping. So,
as long as it's clean rapping, we're all set.
It is clean, right?
It is clean.
Yeah, it's clean. All right, it's clean. Here we go. Starts with water.